Robert and Carmen Patterson live in the jungle. That's the 3-mile homeless camp under I-5. Robert has been keeping an audio diary for us on his phone. He tells us about his life in his own words.
Sunday, Carmen and I try to make this our day. We don't have to go anywhere. It's a lazy day. Because we don't have to go to either of our clinics on Sundays. So we can just lay around and relax. Because to tell you the truth, being homeless ain't easy. We ain't lazy. Not at all. We shower several times a week. We put on clean clothes every day because we do laundry. You know, we're on the methadone clinic, but, you know, we've been clean 6 years almost now. You wouldn't have liked me if you'd known me when I was on dope. I remember this one time I was in my sister's bedroom. I knew she had some pills that would make me feel better. And what did I do? I took the part of the bills and I walked away and I didn't give a shit. And I haven't talked to my sister in 7 years now. What's wrong with me? Damn. You know, I don't make the bad decisions I used to. And one of the main reasons for that is because of Carmen, my wife. My beautiful wife, my best friend, my lover. I mean, if it wasn't for her, I couldn't imagine where I'd be right now. With me and Carmen together, we're a good team. Carmen and I have one of the biggest rows I've ever had. And she finally just got me around to her way of thinking. You're not the first person that's come and wanted to hear our story. Lots of people have. But you know what's happened? Nothing. We're still here. Still live under a freeway. And I wasn't saying that. I'm not trying to ask you for anything specifically. It just seems like I keep pounding my head on a wall. I'm not asking for much. A garage, 4 walls, a roof. There's electricity. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I really don't. Maybe even in the tent, in the jungle, a dumpster. A dumpster so we could put our garbage in it. Well, they sent out more outreach workers. And when they came out, it was ridiculous. They asked you if you would like to go to a shelter. No is the answer. If I wanted to go to a shelter, I would be at a shelter. You know what I want to say to that? I want to say, how about you go spend one night at a shelter? I don't know what people think they are, but they're not cool. They don't let you in until about 8 o'clock at night, but you have to get in line hours earlier. And then they wake you up at like 4:45, 5 in the morning, and they're not nice about it. They're like, bang, 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 time to get up, go out and do stuff. I mean, it's 5 in the morning. What the hell are you supposed to do at 5 in the morning? I'm not bad. I've made some mistakes. I've hurt people. But man, it's still gotta live. Still gotta survive. I think our bus is coming. And I hope you could hear most of this, because I know the traffic's loud. Man, I hope you could hear it.
If you want to learn more about Robert Patterson's life in the jungle with Carmen, you can go to our website. Because not only has he been keeping an audio diary for us, he's also been sending us photographs that he took with his phone. There's photographs of him and Carmen dying Easter eggs in the jungle and goofing off with their daughter, Sydney. And we've also got photos and text messages sent from other people in the jungle. We scattered some letters around the area and asked people to send us stuff. You can find all that at kuow.org.